Good morning and welcome to Big Jim's House with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. Heard only on 94.7 CSX.
6 o'clock on the nose, 61 degrees.
Hi, Aaron.
It's going to be super nice today.
Super nice weather.
What is it, 80-something today?
They said 84. The record is 87.
Ah, too hot.
I miss November. That guy?
Don't. You can only complain when it's cold, not when it's hot.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Is that a Michigan weather rule?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know that. I was wondering about that. I was trying to figure that out. We got a lot to get to this morning. Of course, we'll touch on that. And real quick, this is because I paid for it. I got to tell you something that just blew my mind last night.
Okay.
So we're running around. It was Wednesday. Wednesdays always seems to be a lot of stuff. I don't know about you, but Wednesdays, for some reason, my son mentioned this last night, seems to be the busiest day of the week to get stuff done. We had stuff, youth group for church, and we were yard work, and things just, I don't know why, it all seems to just sum up right in the middle of the week.
I think because we have a holiday coming.
Yeah. Well, that's a two-for-one thing. If you have a day off of work, you wind up working an extra 2 days. That's how it feels.
Yeah.
Right? So, swinging to Arby's last night, I got one of their gyros, the traditional one with the real, like, lamb stuff.
No, they're good.
Oh, my God. Where has this been? That's pretty damn strong for fast food. Pretty good, man.
They have the meats.
They do have the meats. And now they have actually, like, legit gyros at Arby's. It was the strangest thing. But we want to talk to Ryan a little bit later, too, because he had a drive-in or a fast food experience. You will appreciate this story. But first...
what's in the box? What's in the box?
Let's see what's in our first break box.
All right, what do we got, Aaron?
It's a pair of tickets to Star Wars and the Power of Costumes at the Detroit Institute of Arts, May 28th through September 30th. Tickets are now on sale to experience your favorite Star Wars costumes from concept to creation. Star Wars and the Power of Costumes makes its final stop at the Detroit Institute of Arts. It's very cool. A bunch of my friends have gone and been posting pictures on Facebook, and
it would be cooler if they had a mariachi band playing when you're walking around the exhibit.
You know, I stalked that mariachi band outside of Capone's last Friday night. I have their card. Maybe when I go, I'll just have them follow me around the DIA and play music.
I don't think we'll send this air check to the DIA. I'm sure somebody at the DIA right now going, what? What's she saying? She's bringing a band? God, it'll be fun to take a band to the DIA. All right, you might be onto something.
I think so.
Star Wars mariachi bands.
I'm okay with that.
I'm sure you are.
248-398-9279. That's 248-398-WCSX, caller number 31. We'll score the pair of tickets to Star Wars and the Power of Costumes.
It's killing you because you don't want to talk over your mariachi music, right?
I know. I just want to listen to it.
Let's take a second. Oh, my God. It's pretty cool. Okay, 6:04. What's coming up in sports?
Stanley Cup final set.
Nice. CSX Big Jim's House, 610. Here's Aaron V with sports.
And it's brought to you by Mike Real. Get the real deal at Mike Real's Roseville Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, where honesty, integrity, and service come standard. Stop it and crash it south of 696 or online at RosevilleChryslerJeep.net. Capitals down Tampa Bay Lightning 4-0. Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Final to earn the franchise's first trip to the Stanley Cup Final since 1998. Washington will now face the Vegas Golden Knights in a best-of-seven Stanley Cup final. That starts Monday in Las Vegas. The Capitals trying to win their first Stanley Cup in 44 years, and the Golden Knights have qualified for the final in their first NHL season.
Great game. I've never seen a Game 7 where they were actually legitimately fighting. I mean, they were dropping the gloves and just going at it. Great game. Fun game to watch.
Tigers bullpen through 3 1/3 scoreless innings. Nico Goodrum homered against his old club, and the Tigers beat the Twins 4-1, so they avoid the sweep, snap their 5-game losing streak. They do have the day off today, and then they start an 11-day, 12-game homestand against the Chicago White Sox. That's tomorrow night at Comerica Park. And after the national anthem turned into political football the last 2 years, the NFL has adopted a major revision to its policy governing how players and league personnel must observe the anthem. NFL owners voted unanimously to mandate everyone on the field must stand, but also carved out an exception that allows players to remain in the locker room if they don't want to. Teams with players who do not comply could be subjected to a fine from the league.
Yeah, have fun with that one. Okay, all right, let's get someone for our first break box here. Lou and Tanner, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Congratulations, you're caller number 31. You're going to the DIA to check out some Star Wars stuff.
All right, my son's going to love that.
Nice. Good road trip downtown. Go to the DIA. Aaron will get you the mariachi band. You are set.
Cool. Thank you.
So Dark side or not?
Yes.
Dark side.
Dark side? What do you mean? There's, you can't be a Darth Vader?
Oh, yeah.
The Emperor?
Oh, yeah.
Darth Maul?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they are pretty cool. It's like a, it's like a goth band with lightsabers. That's all they are. Same thing, man.
Best characters.
All right. Hold on, Lou. Hold on.
Okay.
All right. I don't want to give anything away, but went to the screening Monday night with our listeners for Solo.
Mm-hmm.
The more I'm thinking about this movie as I get away from it, the more I like it. I'm telling you, for a Star Wars fan, you got to pay attention because there's things that I saw but I didn't process
until after the fact.
Tie into other movies, and afterwards you're going, "Oh my god, that was there!" It's pretty damn cool.
I always like to watch something at least twice though because I always miss something the first time.
Right? Yeah, that's why I step and watch Showtime after 11.
That's Skinamax, man.
Oh yeah, research purposes. CSX Big Jim's House, 621. Big Jim, Aaron Veen, producer Ryan, our millennial this morning. He'll be living with us until he's 30. Anyway, we'll get to that a little bit later on this morning. It is nice outside and a good day. Maybe, you know, yesterday you were telling us, Ryan, you went out and got some tires on your car finally.
Yeah, finally. It's cool not to have my car shake when I drive.
Aaron, he told us that. Remember how many times he tells us, like, man, the front of my car is just shaking. How old are the tires? 7 years? I'm like,
I don't think they're that old.
How old were they?
They were the first tires that I bought the car with, and I've had the car for 3 years, something like that, 4 years.
Exactly.
Hold on, Red wants to say something.
You dumbass.
There he is. So anyway, we're not picking on you yet. Wait till after 7, then we're going to jump all over you and make you mad this morning. But Ryan was telling us about going, while you're getting your tires done yesterday, you walked over. Well, tell the story about the fast food restaurant.
Yeah, I walked over to get some food because it was right across the street. And I walked in. As I walked in, there were three people at the counter arguing with the workers about orders. And then one guy goes, is anybody working the drive-thru? I've been sitting there for like 10 minutes. So they were three people there arguing. God bless her, a little old Italian lady trying to order, just not aware of anything going on around her. Just no clue. So that happened and ended up just helping the old lady order her food, gave her her food, and then I left because I couldn't take what was going on at the front counter.
You ever left a restaurant just because of what was going on like that?
Yes.
Have you seriously?
Yes.
Okay. I never have. I don't think, well, I'm 5 pounds from being around, so you can tell I probably don't skip a lot of restaurants, but what was the same similar thing? Or
I placed it, well, my husband and I sat down and we waited. And nobody ever came to the table, like, to even take our drink order or anything. We were sitting there for, like, 15 minutes. I was like, nope, got up, left. And on the way out, the manager's like, where are you going? And I go, I sit there for 15 minutes, and nobody even came to, I'm like, I'm going somewhere else. And then just Saturday, we made a reserved seating.
Oh, you were telling me about this.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I make reserved seating, which means you have reserved seats. So I get in there and check in, and they go, yeah, it's going to be about an hour wait. And I go, well, what the hell did I make reserved seating for then if it's still an hour wait? Don't even offer that option to your guests if they don't have reserved seating. And she goes, well, it would be an hour 45 if you didn't have reserved seating.
Well, there you go. So you're just looking at the seat as half full or half empty.
So we left there and went somewhere else.
I don't know that a fast food place, you made the right move, I think. If it's going on, then you're going to get yourself frustrated and wait way too long and then just leave there in a bad mood.
Well, yeah, and I was already in, you know, I don't like confrontation to begin with, so I didn't even want to talk to
you. What do you mean you don't like confrontation?
I didn't even want to talk to anybody. Plus, you know that the employees are mad, so the food's not going to be made well. Everything just wasn't good, and this old lady was just killing me. I'm sorry, but new age restriction, over the age of, you should be able, you got to take a test. Over the age of 70, if you fail the test, you're not allowed to do anything in public by yourself.
I'm going to come over there and just punch you in the throat now.
That was the most millennial thing you have ever said on this show. You can't just, come on.
And then they gave her the wrong sandwich, and it was a spicy sandwich, so it almost killed the poor lady. So she's sitting there, sitting at the table. I'm like, oh, how did I just become a caregiver? I didn't understand what happened.
Don't ever grow old, Ryan.
He's not going to make it that far, man. I'm not sure you're going to make it through today's show, dude. Are you crazy? CSX Big Jim's House, 636, 59 degrees. Big Jim, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. We were talking about Ryan went to a fast food place and left because there was a whole bunch of people asking, you know, why I waited 10 minutes in the drive-thru and all that stuff. And you were saying you've left places before. I worked fast food when I was growing up in high school. I worked at a Mickey D's, loved working at McDonald's. But I always remember like the worst thing ever happened at the drive-thru. I think I told you the story. So I'm cooking and all of a sudden you hear there's a backup. You can look and you see bags of food and you're like, what's going on? This is back in the day when you actually had to like, you know, hit the grill. So I'm back there just throwing Big Macs everywhere and there's lines of bags of food and nothing's moving in the drive-thru.
Okay.
There was a guy who pulled up and he was hammered. And this is like not that late at night. And he sat there and he got his bag of food and he didn't leave.
Was he just eating it in the drive-thru?
In the drive-thru. So the poor manager is like 20 years old. And he's like, excuse me, sir, can you move your car along? And this guy's just a stream of obscenities at him like, I'm eating my food right here. And he sat there eating his fries, dipping them in ketchup. He had like 3 or 4 quarter pounders. I don't know what he had in there. It was just food everywhere. So finally they're like yelling at him, you got to move your car. You got to, we're going to call the police. I can hear the manager going back and forth with him. And the guy drops an F-bomb, takes the quarter pounder with cheese and smears it on the drive-thru window and drives off. I just remember having to clean. And of course, I was the junior guy on the staff. So I had to go outside and clean the quarter pounder off the drive-thru window. But this went on for like 10 minutes. The dude would not move for 10 minutes.
See, I worked at Subway. And I don't know.
Nothing like that?
No, but we would get stressed out if we had like a long line and there was only two of us trying to make sandwiches and ring people up.
I had one lady, I'm kind of Jones. One of my little go-tos was always, it still is, the tuna sub at Subway. And I'd go in and ask for double meat. And she knew me, so she would like put a ton of, did you have favorites? You would play favorites when you put stuff in there?
Oh, yeah.
I knew it. Yeah.
Because you have regular customers that come in and get the same thing all the time.
That was it, man. Double meat tuna, it actually buckled. It was like the River Rouge Bridge of sandwiches. It just kind of caved in at certain pots, man. It was fantastic.
You're right, though, because when you make tuna fish at home, it doesn't taste as good.
I don't know what it is, man. Maybe it's, yeah, I don't get it. But anyway, the moral is if you do buy food at McDonald's, just keep moving, please. Don't smear it on the drive-thru window because some kid like me will have to go out and clean it up. Hi, CSX.
Yeah, hey, how you doing? You guys were just talking about Subway tuna.
Yeah.
I love it too, but I'll tell you what, I got the best recipe for tuna that I've ever had in my life. My wife, everybody loves it, and I'll just fax it to you.
You can
email it.
Text it.
Yeah, text it.
The same number you just called. Text it to us. Yeah. So you're saying you have the greatest tuna recipe in the world?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's stuff you wouldn't even think about putting in it.
Seriously? Okay. The same number you just called, 248-398-WCSX.
Yep, I will send it over.
Okay, we're going to go look for the tuna recipe, the greatest tuna recipe in the world.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, there he goes. Yeah, we got it. Dave just sent it to us as he was talking, too. So we will send it to you as well. We will forward it, 248-398-WCSX, keyword.
Tuna. I'm reading the recipe.
You were really dialed in on this recipe.
Well,
wait a minute.
I mean,
don't give it all away.
I won't, but it does have things in it that you wouldn't normally put in tuna fish.
Strawberry jelly.
No. Like, can I give away one of the ingredients?
One recipe, one ingredient.
Sriracha.
In tuna salad? All right. Well, 248-398-WCSX again. We'll text it to you. The keyword is tuna.
Tuna.
See, it's my favorite thing in the whole world. I'll eat tuna salad every day. That's my, when I was a kid, for my birthday, my mom would say, what do you want for your birthday dinner? And my dad would say steak or whatever, something like that. And I would get my mom to make tuna salad and a box of Kraft macaroni and cheese. That's all I wanted. Every year.
I've never heard that from anyone in my whole
every
entire
year.
Life.
I'm telling you, from the time I was 6 years old, I was still like you asked my wife, Kathy, today, if you asked me what I want for my birthday, I'd go, you know, lots of cool steakhouses all around or go out and get a burger. I want tuna salad sandwich on Wonder Bread with a box of macaroni and cheese. I can't explain it. It's just, I've always been
that's
that way.
That's psychological.
You're psychological.
No, that has
don't
something
analyze
to do with
me.
Your childhood. I'm just saying. 40 years later, I still want tuna salad and mac and cheese.
I'm going to go lay down on the couch in the other room. Is that why I cried when the Kraft Macaroni and Cheese got a new voice guy? Don't you analyze me. Stop it. Stop it.
Come on in.
Hey, come on in. Just for 7 o'clock. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning. Coming up in 10 minutes. You've heard about the 30-year-old that didn't want to move out of his house, mom and dad, so they took him to court. Wait till you hear the interview he did on CNN. Oh, my God. We'll have that for you in less than 10 minutes. And no.
No what?
No.
What?
No.
What?
People text all morning. Erin does a wonderful job responding to everyone's text messages. And then what she does sometimes, if she doesn't want us to see it, she responds really quickly and then it disappears from the screen. For example, someone texted in and said, you should get that mariachi band that you're obsessed with to come out to if we get Bob Seger Boulevard done. No.
I think it's a brilliant idea.
No.
I'm going to bring him. I'm going to invite him. I'm going to ask them to learn Seeger tunes, and I'm going to show up in a sombrero with my 2-pound chihuahua, and we're going to play Seeger tunes with the mariachi band. It's going to be fantastic.
You take your dog to church. So you're thinking that you can teach the mariachi band to do a Seeger tune?
Yep.
Okay, here's the one I want to hear with mariachi bands.
Okay. I can make it work.
All right. Okay.
Challenge accepted.
On a lonely, no, CSX Big Jim's house, 708, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 59 degrees, beautiful outside, and Def Leppard there. They'll be at Comerica July 13th, Friday night show. It'll be Journey and Def Leppard. They unveiled their beer last night. They have their own Def Leppard Pale Ale that they're selling during the tour this summer.
How fun is that?
I'm all in on this one. I'd be pretty curious to see how that happens. Anyway, but if you're 30, you can have a beer. And apparently, if you're 30, you can still live at home.
This is my favorite story. A 30-year-old man didn't get the message that it was time to move out of his parents' home, even after they left him 5 notices and an offer of cash to help him find a new place to live. It eventually rolled into the court system, where a judge ruled in the parents' favor and ordered Mr. Michael Rotondo to leave after having a room for 8 years.
Now, he defended himself in court, Your Honor. The two Utes. Here's just a little bit of his, here you go.
I'm not a burden to them in the home. They don't provide laundry or food.
Oh.
It's really a moot point for them to seek me to be ejected.
Okay, so there you go. I mean, he just needs a place to stay. They don't provide laundry or food. He's 30 now. No, we're not being grumpy old people. We're just asking the question, though. 248-398-WCSX. Are we missing something? Seriously, are we missing something?
No.
There's got to be something we're missing. There's got to be something we're missing. There's no way. You're 30, dude.
I like the note from his dad, though. It says, after a discussion with your mother, we've decided you must leave this house immediately. You have 14 days to vacate. You will not be allowed to return. We will take whatever actions are necessary to enforce this decision.
And they did.
And he even put advice on there. If you want help finding a place, your mother has offered to help you. There are jobs available even for those with a poor work history like you. Get one. You have to work. Sell other things you have that have any significant value. Stereo, tools. This is especially true for any weapons you may have. You will need the money and will have no place for all of that stuff.
Okay, so this guy goes on CNN. And I think in his mind, he thought this interview was going to go where he could explain his side of the case to everybody. Well, the lady on CNN was having none of it.
I'm listening to you. I really am. But let me just understand, because I hear you on your parents giving you notices. The fact that you were on national television talking about moving out of your parents' house. You tell me you want to move out of your parents' house. Why don't you just move out of your parents' house, like, tomorrow?
I don't have the means to do that tomorrow.
Okay. So, do you have a job?
Here it comes.
No.
Wait for it. It gets better.
Are you trying to get a job? Because I read that one of the things your parents asked of you, there are jobs available even for those with a poor work history like you. Get one. You have to work. Are you working on that?
I have,
here it is.
I have plans to be able to provide myself with the income I need to support myself, but it's not something that's going to come together tomorrow.
I have plans. What did he say? I have plans.
Plans to support. I don't know.
It's like, are you going to get a job? Well, here's where. Oh my God! Yeah, that is the craziest thing in the world. Would you ever say that to your parents? Hey, Aaron, you get a job? Listen, I have plans to support myself. They just haven't come to fruition yet, so I'm going to live here. I'm 30 years old. How old were you when you left the house?
I think 17.
18. When I graduated, I went right in the service after high school.
I did move back a couple times.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, well, just bad life decisions, and then, you know, your parents will always take you back.
Right. But not till you're 30.
No.
Okay.
It's called growing up and being independent.
Well, I think if you listen to him closely, he's very mature.
I have plans to be able to provide myself.
No, you don't.
With the income I need to support myself, but mm-hmm. it's not something that's going to
here it comes.
Come together tomorrow.
I'll gladly pay you Tuesday.
For a hamburger today.
That's it, all that is. CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 721, and we were talking about the 30-year-old that his parents took him to court to get him out of the house. Just didn't want to leave. He didn't want to leave. He was explaining that he had some plans in place. He has no job right now. He's working on something, though. Wasn't that what he said? Something like, I'm working on it. I'll get there. I got a plan.
Yeah, 5 notices, even offered him cash to help him find a new place to live, and he still wouldn't go.
My dad had a great saying when I was young, you can't miss you if you don't leave.
That makes sense.
It was always, it's like, can't miss you if you don't leave, son. Like, okay, later.
But times have changed. Like, when I was younger, it was kind of an expectation when you hit 18, you were out of the house. Unless you, like, were a girl, and then you could stay a little bit longer till you found someone to marry.
The 1950s or something?
Not that far back. But, I mean, it just was, I just remember, like, my brother's out of the house young.
Well, it's always a debate about what, you know, and they talk about it in the letter, too, you know, to this guy saying, you know, what do you really need to live on and stuff like that. We always have that conversation. It is harder to move out now with rent and everything else. I'm like, the cost of living has gone up. But it's line one. Yeah. Go ahead, man. What is this?
The lease is defective. It just hasn't hit the lottery yet.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, it hasn't come to fruition.
Exactly. So then now that makes more sense. If you put lottery into plan, then it all fits. So we should get off this kid then. Let him breathe.
It's just a little hard to explain, you know.
You're the man. Thank you, brother.
All right.
There you go. So his plan is to win the lottery. Well, that makes perfect sense then. I totally understand that. Right?
Well, Powerball's like 50 million. So.
Exactly. Most of us don't even play until it's 200 million. But this dude is playing every week. He's got a shot, dude. Let him live, Mom. CSX, Big Jim's House, 728. Call now, and then we'll talk about what the possums are doing out in our yard at the radio station. 248-398-WCSX. No, seriously, though, we do need players for 15 Seconds of Fame. You'll get a chance to go to Classic Rock Saturdays. A pair of tickets for that Saturday night at Jimmy John's Field in Utica, 248-398-WCSX. Here's the guy you're playing against.
So my name is Brandon Mattern. I'm a left-handed pitcher for the Birmingham Bloomfield Beavers.
Okay, so call now, 248-398-WCSX. And we were so excited a couple minutes ago because we had a little possum just walking around. We have an area right out the studio window, little area that's kind of fenced in, some trees, and there was a possum out there. We're like, cool, there's a possum. And then you left and kind of went out to the ladies' room or whatever. You kind of walked away for a second, and I hear Ryan, you're from the other room, so I cannot repeat. Goes, hey, look, there's two of them in there. Mm-mm.
They're wrestling.
They're playing football in our backyard. One of them's quarterback. Yeah, so that's what we've been doing. While you were listening to CCR, we were watching possums doing what possums do, apparently, Anna.
I have it on video.
You don't.
I do. I took
you videotaped it?
I videotaped it.
Okay, don't ever say I'm creepy again. You cannot say I'm creepy for 6 months. You don't videotape that.
Why not?
Well, let me see it. Anyway. I want to send this out to the possums in our backyard this morning. Caught up in you. Possum love. CSX, Big Jim's House, 749. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, and a pair of possums who've decided just to take over the show this morning. We look out our studio windows. To paint the picture, as I'm facing forward to my right, there's studio windows here, and we have a small fenced-in area in the building. You know, the yard, a lot of people have these little courtyard areas. Ours is fenced in. A couple trees out there. There's some ferns, apparently. A queen-size mattress, a disco ball, some Luther Vandross is playing out there. We don't know what's going on, but these possums have been going at it for...
good half hour now.
Good half hour. Aaron already filmed them, and I did not ask you to text me that video, by the way.
I sent
just want to be totally clear to my wife. I did not ask for possums hooking up video on my phone.
Yes, he did, Kathy.
Stop it!
So then I had asked the question, I wonder how they met. Like, if they were both out just foraging and ran into each other and were like, oh, let's wrestle and procreate, right?
Yes.
And then I asked, well, maybe there's a dating app
Just for possums.
For possums.
We don't know. Oak Park could be the ground zero for possum dating websites. And they're all hooked up here at our radio station.
Heater got in touch and said okpossum.com.
Okay, possum. There it is.
And then Chris says maybe Timber is the site for animals instead of Tinder.
Oh, my God. Chris, hold on to that idea. I can get you on Shark Tank. What you do after that is all up to you. Timber, a dating site for animals. That's genius. All right. Moving forward, because I'm not going to go to that window for the next 20 minutes. I don't want to know. We got to get some people hooked up. Another road trip for this weekend is Cedar Point, the water park.
Oh, yeah. It's family four-pack to the water park, which opens...
Saturday.
Yep. And it's 18 acres. It's like water lover's paradise. They completely renovated the park in 2017 with Point Plummet. Lemmy's Lagoon is so cool. So it's another reason Cedar Point is the perfect vacation spot. Cedar Point is a place like no other.
248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279, our studio number. Call number 31. We'll get you the family four-pack tickets to Cedar Point Shores. And the cool thing is, we're taking the possums with you to Cedar Point. You're going to have to get them a separate room, though, after this morning.
Some floaties.
With soundproofing, apparently. They took a nap, and now they're... Again? Wow. Dude is showing us up. Stop it. CSX, Big Jim's House, 806. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 59 degrees right now. This show is completely off the rails. Completely. We have a sheet that we map out very precisely. It may
We've
not sound like
none
it.
None of it.
None of it. None of it.
Because...
It all started with that stupid call about the tuna salad this morning at 6 o'clock.
Well, we were talking about tuna fish. You said it's one of your favorite things. I psychologically analyzed you. Then we got a tuna recipe, which is posted, by the way, and it looks amazing. If you want to see it, just text tuna to 248-398-9279.
And we've been getting people all morning, just constantly.
I'm going to make it this weekend.
People, so you got to see. It's a weird recipe. Dave sent it to us. And then we look out our studio window about a half hour after that. And what do we see?
A possum. And then, 10 minutes later, another possum. And then the two possums were...
Doing what possums do.
Yes. Making more possums.
In our courtyard, while we're trying to do a show. And our producer, Ryan, was completely distracted. And Aaron went over and filmed a video and then gave us a narrative of it. I'm telling you, this is how the show's going this morning. It's hilarious, though. So, we just casually have asked 248-398-WCSX, does anyone eat possum? We have somebody on hold. Dave apparently eats possum. This is what it says on the call screener.
Oh, I don't even know what to think about this.
More possum talk next on CSX. CSX, Big Jim's House, 810, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, and the possums are back.
Oh, no.
We talked about them on there, and the possums are like, Debbie, we got to go back. Why are they talking about us still?
Well, I thought they moved because they realized everyone was watching them out of the window.
You were filming them at one point. Poor possums. Just nowhere to go. There's over in Amon. We're not that far. They go over to the Wood Hotel right there. It's right over by Woodward. You can get a room. It's right there. 248-398-WCSX. Yes, we have a pair of possums that have just been going at it for the better part of, what, a half hour now at least?
No, it's an hour.
It is. Yeah, absolutely, man. Yeah, the one of them has a remote and is watching SportsCenter. So the guy's done. Anyway, Dave on the phone here, we were talking about possum. We're trying to figure out, do people really eat possum?
Because we got a message that somebody said that possum belly with grits.
Dave, wait a minute. So you eat possum?
I've had possum. We have a wild game dinner up north all the time, and they've had possum there. But I was telling Ryan, muskrat's a big deal.
Muskrat?
Oh, yeah. I go to an all-you-can-eat muskrat dinner every year.
Oh, come on. There's an all-you-can-eat muskrat dinner? Where?
In Kentucky?
Oh, absolutely. No. They have one at a sports club in Carlton, Michigan. But if you look, there's a special, like, I think it's during Lent. There's a place in Wyandotte, a church that has it. If you look it up online.
Okay, Aaron, you got to look this up.
You can find it online. They have one at it's a church. Every year they have it. I think it's around March, and sometime in March.
Friday muskrat fries? No, you can't. It would still be meat.
No, nope, this is a real thing.
Hold on.
My record is 8.
8 muskrats?
Yeah.
Wild Animal Thursday. You found it, Aaron? Where is it?
It is at Trinity Lutheran in Wyandotte.
There you go.
And it's a tradition. During Lent, you are 100% correct.
Oh, yeah.
And this is creeping me out.
I've been eating it since my father, when I was a kid, used to take it. He's from Georgia. Mm-hmm. And I've been eating it for 40 years now. And let me tell you what, it's probably one of the finest meats you've ever had.
Muskrat. Okay.
Muskrat.
I'm in.
Absolutely. It's a big deal, believe me. You'll be surprised how many people eat it.
We totally have to go there, Aaron.
No, we don't.
Oh, come on.
I'm not going.
All right. All right, Dave. Have a good day, man. Hey, thanks for listening,
Jim,
brother.
And sometimes they pay $40 a dish.
Just for muskrat?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
The old-timer muskrat aficionados call themselves the Rat Pack.
Nice. We got to go now. I'm in, the Rat Pack. We're going to go hang with the Rat Pack. All right, Dave. We'll see you there, brother.
Bye. Yep. Bye.
CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim Aaron V, producer Ryan, 65 degrees right now. Let's play the game. The game show where it's not what or where, but
who the hell bought it?
All right, what receipt we got today, Aaron?
All right, it is either from myself, from you, or producer Ryan. You need to tell us.
Which one of us bought this?
Exactly.
This receipt this belongs to. By the way, you are playing for Classic Rock VIP tickets. You'll automatically get Jeff Beck and Paul Rogers of Pine Knob July 31st and then qualify for the grand prize package. But listen closely because you can't go to the phones until we hear this.
Okay, it's from White Castle. Drive through, register number 3. 2 sliders with ketchup for $1.48. 1 small cheese curd for $2.99. Plus tax for a grand total of $4.74 paid for by credit card.
That really could be any of us. That seriously could be any of us. So that's the game. Which one of us did it? 248-398-WCSX. 248-398-9279. Are you hungry now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we'll get to the phones next.
When am I not hungry?
It's true, yeah. You're as hungry as those possums in our courtyard this morning. You sure?
Yeah. That's a bad analogy.
Sorry.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
I'm the dude, so that's what you call me, you know?
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
CSX, Big Jim's house, 849. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning. Triple Shot Thursday comes up in about 10 minutes. We're going to start at 9. A triple shot from Zeppelin to get that started. I saw this list on BuzzFeed, and I was thinking about you, because we like to talk about food, obviously, on the show. We fold that in there occasionally. So they did a survey in people occasionally every hour. So I was watching you this morning. You had string cheese, and you offered me a piece. What percentage of Americans peel the string cheese or just bite it?
30%.
78% peel it, 22% take bites. Erin lays it on the counter and eats it like she's going, like alien style. You mouth that thing.
Yeah, I don't even peel it. I just like the way it tastes. So I'm not going to sit there and peel off.
You don't daintily peel the piece?
No.
5% of Americans eat Chef Boyardee ravioli cold. You're damn right, because it's awesome cold. No? No? You
wouldn't do that one?
Here's what I wanted to ask you. Italian family, right?
Yep.
Okay. 10% of Americans cut up their spaghetti instead of twirling it.
No.
Okay, explain this to me. Like, I always wonder, is it an insult if we eat it that way, or is it just not proper etiquette? Do you see what I'm saying? The difference? Like, my wife cuts up spaghetti. I try to twirl the thing, and you're supposed to use a spoon and all that stuff in the end to get it to go.
If you're a real Italian, you just need one fork.
And you just twirl it.
Yep, and it just works out that way.
So even if I'm using the spoon on the end, is that like a driver's aid kind of thing that's like an assist that...
You know what? Whatever works for you, as long as you can get it in your face, who cares?
So just stick your face in the bowl? But cutting up spaghetti is an insult.
I don't think it's an insult, but it's just not something that I do.
Okay, all right. What if you use a shop vac and hook the end of your mouth and you just eat it that way? Yeah.
Slurping spaghetti, though, is gross.
Oh, man. Oh, good. Now I know I can get bitter with. Slurping Spaghetti Fridays here at CSX. It's coming.
Big Jim's House Morning Show. Heard only on 94.7 CSX.